Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of Saint Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits. Now, do you remember when David had Bathsheba's husband, Uriah, murdered so that he could marry her? The Lord then sent the prophet Nathan to condemn David for his behavior. And Nathan was very clever. He didn't just come out and accuse David. Surely if he had, David would have thrown up all kinds of justifications and rationalizations, because David had no objectivity when it came to his own situation. So instead, Nathan presented David with a fictional scenario. A scenario about a rich man with plenty of sheep who instead stole the little pet lamb of a poor man and slaughtered and ate it. David had an objective perspective on that story, and he was outraged. He said the man who had done it deserved to die. And then Nathan said, "But that's exactly what you did." And instantly, David could see his sin clearly, and he was overcome with regret. This is what we have to do. We have to escape from our own biased, self-defensive mindsets and look at what we're doing objectively. But how can we do that? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When it comes to morality, it's scary how easy it is for us to deceive ourselves, to justify even the most obvious misdeeds. We can rationalize our bad decisions all day long, even though everyone around us can see how misguided we are. So what can we do to get some objectivity, some moral clarity? Of course, the main thing to do is get a good spiritual director, or at least an accountability partner. Maybe that's your spouse or a good friend someone willing to point out any glaring inconsistency in our life. But we have to be humble enough to listen and think about it. But something we can do on our own is imagine some fictional situation that sheds light on what our actual situation is right now. That's exactly how the prophet Nathan convicted David of his sin. And fortunately, our saint for today, Saint Ignatius, who was the spiritual master of self-examination, he gives us three fictional scenarios to consider to try to help us get some perspective, some objectivity, so that we don't rationalize ourselves into evil. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
One way to get some objectivity, some clarity, is by imagining someone else is asking you for advice. When you're looking at your life, your habits and goals and individual decisions, you can imagine someone else in the exact same situation you're in now coming to ask you what to do. And like David, we're all so much better at identifying someone else's sin than our own. So imagine that someone who does what you do, has the goals you have, lives like you live, and is maybe thinking about a decision you're thinking about. What would you tell them? When do you say, keep doing this? And when do you say, you better stop doing that? And if there's a decision in particular they're asking you about, and you look at the what and the why and the circumstances surrounding that decision, when do you advise them to go ahead, and when do you advise them to nip it in the bud? Then, of course, come back to the real world and implement your own advice. That's the first step Ignatius gives us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second imaginative scenario that Saint Ignatius gives us for getting clarity is this. Imagine you're on your deathbed and you're thinking about your life, the way you've lived. Death is what really gives perspective. Death is what gives objectivity. When you face death, you can really see what matters and what doesn't. So imagine you're on your deathbed and you're reviewing your life. What do you wish you'd done differently? What decisions seem completely misguided, pointless to you now? What feelings of anger, resentment, anxiety, vanity seem like energy well spent then? Think about what you wished you'd done differently, and then come back to the real world, to your life right now, and start doing it differently. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Finally, St. Ignatius says to imagine yourself before the judgment seat of God. This is it, the final, ultimate evaluation. This is objectivity in person that you are facing, who's examining your life. What will God say? What do you think he'll say? If there's something you're doing now, if there's a lifestyle choice you're making, or a habit you have, or a decision you're considering, do you think it will make you more or less confident when you stand before the Creator of the universe? And trust me, you're going to need all the confidence you can get. When David had Uriah murdered, the Lord saw and was displeased. When you see God, what things that you're doing now or considering doing now will displease him? Those are the things you want to change now. And when you see God, what things that you're doing or considering actually please him? Continue to do those things and don't quit. So let's stop lying to ourselves. Stop rationalizing. Let's examine ourselves with the same objectivity we'll have on our deathbed, the same objectivity we'll give someone else, and the same objectivity we will receive at the hands of the Supreme Judge when this life is over. And St. Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle,
be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on?
You know, I think this is a very, very effective strategy because it's very similar to something I heard. There is a tendency. So many young women I know, and we're all aware of it, don't have great taste in who they should be dating. To the point where it becomes a pattern, you know? But the best advice I've heard, and what I always give to my friends, is would you let your daughter date that man? Because I think it's so, oh, he might be fun. He's really interesting. It's so interesting that he's playing with your heart all the time. But you would never let him treat anyone else that way. But we can kind of blind ourselves because it's us. And A, you might be struggling with your own self-worth and that sort of thing. You might think, oh, it's just my fault. You would never let your friend say that. You would never let your daughter say that. So I think this strategy is actually super effective when it comes to some really big decisions. Or, yeah, what advice would you give your friend if they're about to quit a really nice job or if they're about to cut off their family or make some really big move in their life? What would you tell them? And what would you let your kid do or what want them to do? What would you be disappointed by? Because it's so true that we're so much more objective with other people.
It is. It's really comical how we can be struggling with something and a friend will bring up something similar and we'll give them such clear advice mm-hmm. on basically the same
yeah.
question and we're just blind to it.
I've absolutely had friends while we're talking and while I'm giving them advice be like, so hey, and I'm like, shut up, stop.
Yeah.
But this is, what Nothing More song is that? I can give the best advice, but I can't follow.
I was just thinking of that yeah. line. Funny creatures.
Funny little creatures.
We're funny little creatures.
Yeah.
We can
because it's the stories that we tell ourselves.
Yeah. That's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
But you really... We have to... Really, the issue is we've got to practice somehow not letting our emotions, be it fear or pride or anger or resentment or vain ambition, we got to stop letting these emotions, feelings dictate our behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And I think two things are really important.
Mm-hmm.
Friendship with Jesus, and by that I mean time and meditation where you think about these things with the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and then you need good friends.
Yeah.
Whether it's your spouse or a spiritual mentor, a good friend, you need mm-hmm. somebody outside of you who you can constantly run things by.
Yeah. And that can't just be the person you're emotionally closest to, because you really have to be... Have all sorts of friends, have variety in your friends, but be careful of who you're going to and make sure that someone that you trust their decisions.
Well, the issue is they can't have a horse in the race.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do I mean by that? That they can't be vested in your decision. They have to be objective. What am I trying to say? They don't have a horse in the race. Mm-hmm. They're not going to win or lose based on your decision.
Yeah.
Even Teresa of Avila, as brilliant of a saint, so wise, she had four friends that they would get together and discuss things. And I loved her, the line she used, to preserve us from our own illusions.
Mm. But this is how she becomes who she is, how people become so wise, how people get that clarity of vision.
Yeah. But it takes a lot of humility if you're going to lay these things before people, and they're going to, in some ways, they're going to shred you.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of humility.
But it gets better because of that. It's sort of like most people are pretty uncomfortable hearing their own voice on recording. There's a natural sort of uncanny valley because we hear our voice differently because it resonates differently in our head. And then when people hear it on a recording, it sounds so different that they're disgusted by it.
Yeah.
But the more you listen to it from other people's perspective, like listening to a recording, that sort of thing, the more you get used to it and the more objective you can be, and you actually change your voice a little and you do improve drastically.
That's a really good analogy.
But at first, there's such a deep discomfort. And I remember this in high school, and I was really lucky to be in such a good group of friends that were actively pursuing something and actively trying to better themselves. And they were brutally honest all the time with each other. But it was difficult at the time. And now it is the thing I'm most grateful for.
And you probably long for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you prefer? A friend that's not going to tell you have something in your teeth? Or the friend that's just going to tell you quick so you can get it out?
Yeah, because that's the friend that has your back.
Yeah.
We all need a friend or a group of friends that have our back, who will be objective with us. And we got to get used to talking with them honestly all the time, just so we can get used to that. And if we do that, we're going to avoid so many bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we all need.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the conversation. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.